Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
They say timing's everything. I don't know who said it, but they're right. I just rolled back in right in time. I feel like I'm into kind of a groove. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of feeling it. So I think we've kind of all, there's not much left to dissect or to break down or to talk about with DK Metcalf. Okay? He was wrong. The NFL really was kind of negligent. You know, the fan is a clown. 45-year-old man with blue hair, and this is his goal in life, is to get a fan to interact with him, and he just abuses fans, or he abuses players and tries to get them all upset to help his Lions. Well, guess what? The Lions lost, and you're a clown. That's the bottom line. And DK, come on, man. Got to keep it together. And all of that is much easier said than done. You know, we can always, from the cheap seats, I would have never done that. I mean, come on, you're making $31 million a year. Why are you even going to interact with a fan? Well, the fan did a good job as far as getting into his head. He was living in his space there. And as an athlete, you can't let that happen. But I'm telling you, I have seen a lot of different things, and people just don't have any decency anymore, it seems. I mean, the things that come out of their mouth, the things that they post, the things they say, I mean, say what you want about social media. There's so many good things about it. You know, you have organ donors found, and you have GoFundMe for people that really need it. There's so many wonderful things that do happen thanks to the availability of social media, but you know, the keyboard tough guys, that they're just taking shots at everybody and, you know, assaulting people's character and just trying to tear people down. It's just awful to me. I'm not the biggest fan. I try to take more and more time away. But doing what we do, and it's hard. It's hard not to get up in the social media world. But I would like to talk about what's going on with the Buccos. What's happening? A two-year deal for $29 million? Are we serious? Now, he only had 17 home runs last year, O'Hearn. But the thing I really liked to hear was when he left Baltimore for the Padres grabbed him trying to get a little piece, you know, to make a run. All the folks in Baltimore, the fans, the players, the organization, they hated to see him go. They really did hate to see him go. That's good. That I like. I like that a lot. Lau is someone, you know, two-time All-Star, 31 homers last year. Like, let's go. Let's go. Now, I don't think they should be done. I don't think, you know, there's a standing ovation yet. I don't think there's, man, this roster's, you know, top to bottom legit. No, none of that. And oh, by the way, our man Andrew McCutchen welcomed baby number 5. Congratulations to Andrew and Maria on the birth of Suede, the third son of the 5 kids. There's a good human right there, man. That is a good human being. Let's go to Reese. He's checking in from the Hill. Hey, Reese, what's going on?
What's up, Paul? How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm all right. Happy holidays to you. So, this DK Metcalf situation, there's one thing that I've never heard nobody say so far. Okay. Let me play this out. So, the fan was supposed to be somebody who harassed him last year, okay?
That's a fact. So that is correct.
As you watching the video, okay, they said the guy wanted him to sign a T-shirt. So let's say DK walked over there and then realized who it was because he had the blue wig on. You understand what I'm saying?
And oh, yeah. I'm not sure. We haven't heard from DK yet, so we don't know if he knew it was him or not. He obviously did by the time, you know, it was all said and done.
Right. I understand that. What I'm saying is, the reason he maybe walked over there is he didn't assume that it was that guy, but then once he got there and he saw who it was because dude was in disguise. If he had a problem with Seattle, they should have kicked him out last year. He shouldn't have not been back allowed in there. And I think the guy was in disguise anyway, just so he can get in there. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Why would you wear a blue wig as a 45-year-old man? Are you just that goofy?
Well, Reese, take a look. I mean, have you ever seen the old, the Raiders? I mean, come on. There's a lot of people that do a lot of crazy things. I mean, you know, fan is short for fanatic. You know, we know that. So fans are going to act crazy. Fans are going to be nuts. So that part is understandable. But the guy's a loser. The guy's a clown. He's running up the steps saying, that was my goal. So, yeah, he may have lured DK over there under false pretenses. That doesn't excuse what DK did, but it may explain it.
Right. No, it definitely don't excuse for what he did. But
it may explain it. Yeah, you know, I like your theory. Are you like a detective or something? Like, you put some pieces together there that I think were kind of very laudable. I mean, those things are very possible as the scenario unfolded. I think you might be onto something.
Nobody said nothing about that. That's why I brought that up. I've been listening all week, you know, about the situation. I'm like, nobody ever brought that situation up. And I would like to know what happened now. Because if that's the way it happened, man, I'm good.
I know. You are good. All right. Merry Christmas, Reese. Thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. Anthony, we have to quit. Didn't we just talk like a couple hours ago?
Yeah, on your sister station. You know what? I'm going to use my old union background here.
Okay.
When I discuss this subject, because I can give it that perspective. Because, entertainers, athletes, they have a collective bargaining agreement, but they also have a personal service contract.
Correct.
With a morals clause in the contract. And the agents need to discuss, because when I was a union rep, I used to always tell the rank and file, read your collective bargaining agreement. So if the company violates it, we can jump on it. But there are codicils that you have an understanding that you are responsible for. And if DK would have understood that conduct detrimental is a voidable offense in your guarantees, you know, wouldn't have walked over there in the first place.
Well, I don't know. Emotion and Anthony, I'm thinking this is more an emotional thing than something else. I mean, he'd supposedly last year when he was a Seahawk in Detroit, he'd said some very just disgusting things about his mom, using racial slurs. So I think he just got triggered. And once you're triggered, what you read in your collective bargaining agreement, what you read about this, what your wife told you never to do, what your parents told you never to do, that's all out the window. You're in a state of rage. But The thing that's weird about the video that you see, he seems very calm, cool, and collected. He doesn't seem like he's like, you know, on some sort of rage, you know, bender. I mean, so I don't know what the heck was going on. It was a real lapse in judgment. It was a really bad moment for DK, and it's unfortunate. But
well, it was selfish.
Yeah, I mean, it's
because
it's
your team is in a playoff fight, and you are very much needed. So you should not even your focus should be on the next play. Because I bet Aaron Rodgers' focus was on the next play.
Yeah,
it wasn't the somebody scream the can you do the double check or something? He walks over and says yes. No, you see, this is what bothers me, Paul. There are more clauses in your contract. See this? I'm thinking about it on that realm. And when you've got that amount of money, you know who's not very happy? I don't know if DK's
his
married,
agent.
His wife.
Yeah, and his kids. Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money you're throwing.
That's generational wealth.
Hey, folks, guess what? The Steelers could play very much hardball with those guarantees if they want to.
Yeah.
Because right now he's on a last chance agreement. He does anything, the whole contract is voided.
Yeah.
Now, that'll make him a free agent.
And the good news is for him, if he performs and stays on the straight and narrow, he gets every dime.
Yeah, well, that's the key component. So
that's the key.
You have to check your emotions.
Yeah. Straight and narrow and perform. And here's the real sad part is, if he gets injured, he's not guaranteed anything. I mean,
no.
And that's scary because you know what? You know what happens in the NFL? Guys get hurt.
And you know what? Here's another. He had better see the issue on the racial aspect. He's liable here, especially when he went and talked to some folks on the internet.
Yep.
And then they put out his side of so-called side of the story. Now, what his agent needs to do right now is to get Mr. DK to be very apologetic.
Correct.
Have a news conference. Mm-hmm. Come out and say, I'm sorry. I screwed up. I messed up.
Correct.
It never happened because you don't want a libel suit.
Nope. And I think that's exactly what that clown was after. He was after a payday. And that's what all these guys, you know, when you're making that kind of money, you're a target. I mean, you're an absolute target for anybody that doesn't have your kind of money. They want your money. And that's what that clown was after.
And I'm going to give you some quick information here. I still got some buddies in the AFL-CIO who are up in the Players Association Union right now. They don't have a leader anymore. You know, their leader got caught up in a scandal himself.
There you go. That's what you want out of your leaders. And that's one of my major issues with a lot of union situations. There's a lot of clowns in charge, unfortunately.
And here's what I'm going to pass this on because I got little birdies. What happened with T.J. Watt was not the responsibility of the team. They don't have any trainers who give acupuncture or that type of treatment.
That was dry needling.
That was someone that he is responsible for. You see, no one's talking.
Well, yeah, it's very quiet.
Yeah, but someone should talk because right now the focus is that the Steelers are responsible.
I don't think anyone feels that. In fact, Chris Hoke was on here talking about, you know, when he was still playing, they would get together at guys' house and they'd have acupuncture and, you know, they'd pay a lot of money to have guys come in and do those kind of treatments because, as you mentioned, and again, I don't know this for a fact. I don't know if there's anyone on the Steelers staff that's, you know, trained in that or does that, but they would get their, whatever you, you know, want to call maybe the different or the revolutionary kind of treatments. They would get all the triple, you know, the typical massage and other things from staffers. But then if you wanted the dry needling or the acupuncture, you had to go elsewhere to get that. Or they allowed you to bring people in, which obviously I think that was the case here.
And especially after that Tyrod Taylor kerfuffle.
So that went sideways.
Yeah, you could bet that the league put out a memo, you can't do that again.
No.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Anthony, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Love my conversations with Anthony. All right, I need to remind you that the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, those phone lines are still open. I think we've kind of exhausted the DK Metcalf thing. What I'd like to hear maybe from you is, Who needs to step up? How are the Steelers going to make up? I mean, you know, one of our callers pointed it out very adroitly that, you know what, they didn't even have a number two receiver legitimately, and now they've lost their number one for the next two games. Who steps up and how? All of that and plenty more. And did Christmas come early for the Pirates? Or those of you that said, I'll never go to another game as long as Nutting's the owner. Has that changed? Is it starting to change? Are they starting to kind of get to you a little bit all before Christmas right here on Sports Radio 93.7?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason, we're doing this. Is this on purpose? Is there intention here?
No. It's on shuffle.
I mean...
So here, as it appears on my screen, it just says, K-Mourn Bed. Man. That's it. Doesn't say the name of the song. Doesn't say anything.
All right. I'll tell you what. Their state, you know, PR department, when they put together their Come Visit Us and they play this song and they show, I mean, West Virginia is a gorgeous state. I mean, there's other things about it that might not be as attractive as they would like, but just physically, like if you've ever been to like Cooper's Rock or whatever that you know, that suspension bridge is that you go over. And I mean, it's breathtakingly gorgeous. But I just feel like right now, for no other reason other than just that kind of that smirky smile that he has, if Adam Crowley were here right now, I'd probably just give him a little smack across the face. Just because he'd have that smile. He'd have that smirk on right now.
Well,
I'd just give him a little backhand, I think.
There was one
nothing
time,
bad. I mean, nothing like,
no,
I
no,
mean,
no,
I wouldn't
no.
hurt the man, but I no. would, come on, man.
Well, one of those. Swift Breeze would,
yeah.
He would fly away in the wind.
What is he, like a $130 or something like
maybe.
That? Maybe.
Maybe. Of all people, he's one that does not need a Wagon 180.
No, and he should never stand anywhere near Doran. You know what I mean? Like, that should never happen because he dwarfs the little guy.
There was one time I filled in for...
Callis.
Callis.
Yeah.
And, that song came on.
Did he get up and dance? Or, like, what's he do?
No, because...
13-9? I mean, is that what bothers him? Or, like, what happens?
That song brought us back from break, and the guest that we had for the segment was one Bill Hillgrove.
Ooh. He didn't take kindly to that, did he?
Well, he said that he enjoyed the song, but...
It is a good song.
It is a good song. But as soon as it kicked in, Doran said, what are we doing here? And I'm like, I'm not the one that decides the music. Yeah. I wasn't told if Bill has a special bed, because sometimes...
He should. He should have a special everything. That's a legend.
Oh, of course.
Bill Hillgrove's a legend. He should have whatever he wants. And if he doesn't want to hear Country Road, he should never have to listen to it.
I believe you get to hear him Saturday morning. The Military Bowl.
You know, hasn't he suffered enough? I mean, for the love. And why, I don't know what went into the bowl, you know, invites. But the only way you could have had me interested in either Pitt or Penn State's bowl games is if they played one another. And I really thought and hoped they were going to make that happen in the pinstripe. I mean, that would have just made sense. That's the only reason in the world, unless, I mean, I get, and I love and respect the diehards that when their team's playing, they're engaged, they're 100%. I'm sorry, I've gotten a little more discernible in my time. I have no interest in the Military Bowl, and I have little or no interest in, except for I'm going to root hard for Terry Smith because he's a good friend and he's a great guy. I'm going to root hard, you know, for him to win the game. That's his last game as the head coach, the interim head coach. So I want that to happen. But if you're not in the bowl playoffs and you're playing in a December bowl game at an early morning, like 11 a.m. in a bowl game, you haven't had a good year. If you're playing at 11 a.m. on December the 27th, you didn't have a good year. I mean, it's not really a reward. It's almost like a punishment. And Penn State's no better at noon in New York City. I mean, what are we doing? I have little or no interest. What could have made me interested is if they would have went head-to-head in the Pinstripe Bowl. I don't know why someone didn't make that happen. Let's go to John in Allison Park. Hello, John.
Morning, Paulie. Good to hear you. As always, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
So I wanted to talk about Steelers, but now I hear you talking Penn State football. Of course they missed the boat on that one. And
they screwed that up badly. They could have made something interesting, because you know what? Unless you're like the most diehard of fans for either school, you have no interest in either game.
Well, that goes back to the bigger problem that, you know, ESPN has completely destroyed college football. ESPN was like the cancer, and NIL came in, was swooping in as like the treatment that finishes you off. It is a shame. The bowl system may end up dying. If you noticed, some of these bowls that have already been played, there's literally no crowd. There used to be some sort of crowd, but there's literally no crowds now at these games. These are all events that ESPN creates and produces for their own
They need programming. It's a business. That's all. They're just trying to keep the business viable. They're trying to make some money. And sadly, for these lower-end, lower-tier bowls, you lose money by getting everyone to the game and playing the game and coming back home. You lose money. They don't give you enough money to make money on those bowl games.
Certainly not. And I want to say something about Terry Smith. What a class act that guy is. And it's a shame. And it's a shame. And you're tied in. You're a Penn State guy. I'm not. It's a shame that him wearing that Joe 409 pin, I think there's still a certain element there at that university that either resents Joe or just wants to continue to keep themselves disassociated with him. And I've even softened my stance on Joe Paterno.
Well, I mean, because the truth, it's like everything else. I mean, you know, we rush to judgment. We assume we know what happened. And I, unfortunately, know all the truth behind everything. I know every person involved with that whole scandal. And I was up there when it supposedly was happening and everything was going on. There's no way in the world, there's not one way in the world that Joe Paterno, he would have ended Penn State football to save one kid from being abused. I know that for a fact because I know the man and I know the family. And that's why the late, great Franco Harris walked around with a stand-up Joe Paterno cutout because he knew that Joe would never allow that to happen. He didn't know. He would have ended it. He would have, you know, he didn't even like Jerry Sandusky. He didn't even show up for his retirement dinner. I mean, I could go on and on. I could do, you know, show after show after show after. But the truth is out there if you care to find it out. It's just, I don't even want to go there. In fact, right now, if my wife happened to be tuning in, which I doubt she is, she'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe someone brought that up. Because Joe Paterno was, he was one of the greatest people I ever met in my life. And I got to know him very well. And I'm very fortunate to have gotten to know him very well. And he really cared about people. He cared about his players. He loved that university. And those Penn Staters that turned their back on Joe, Penn State doesn't exist as it is today without him. That's a fact. I mean, just wake up.
That's 100% true.
Just wake up. And it's still that, you know, they allow it to be the Paterno Library because he gave them all that money for the library. The name's up there proudly for that. They don't let him associate with the football program that he basically created. There's so much hypocrisy and weirdness in the world right now. And here's one thing that I'm always going to do. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't talk about that. When I'm speaking the truth, I'm not going to back down from anybody, ever. Ever. Not going to happen. So anyway, let's talk about something else because I don't want to go there.
So Steelers, look, how crazy is it that 3.5 weeks later, this team is 9-6, right? They were booing Renegade. They were calling for fire Tomlin. And 23 days later, everybody's, you know, I mean, obviously the DK situation hasn't helped, but I guess the point is that this is all moot unless they win a playoff game, right? And they still haven't quite got there yet.
No, they better get into the playoffs. I mean, we have seen the Steelers in the past with a two-game lead with three games to play lose their division. We've seen it happen.
Yeah.
And we're kind of, where are we sitting right now? We're, you know, there's like a two-game lead with two games to play. But if the Ravens win Saturday and the Steelers lose Sunday – the Ravens can win the division with a win in the last week of the season.
Well,
that's all there.
For sure. Critical game for Detroit and Minnesota. I think we need Detroit to win to keep the pressure on the on Green Bay is really what we need.
Correct.
I think that's very important. We want to see them win on Christmas Day. That would be very beneficial. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and all of yours.
John, same to you. Thanks so much for the kind words. And you know, it's another funny thing to look at. We talk about how things change. When they announced the, you know, NFL schedule, you know, that's a big event. And they laid out those three games that you were going to have on Christmas Day. You're like, wow, I'm going to be glued to the tube all day on Christmas Day. None of those games mean a damn thing. I can't believe the way those games looked before the season started and how they look now. Let's go to Jeff quickly and Shaler. Hello, Jeff.
Paul, Merry Christmas, man. We go way back. I don't know if you know Jeff from Shaler, but, man, I followed you a long time, and I wish they would do a reorg and put you back in the morning because I love you, bro.
Oh, I'm sleeping in, Jeff. I enjoy my sleep, but thank you. That's very kind.
No, I mean that. That guy, I'm like that guy's mini-me. He stole my spotlight, so now I had to figure out. I'm sitting here on Rod 8 thinking, what the hell am I going to talk about now? Because the same stuff he talked about, I wanted to bring up. So I guess I changed my tune now, and I want to ask you. So I had a buddy ask me the other day, what happens if Tomlin wins a playoff game and he wins the division game and they go to the, say, AFC championship? What are the things, you know, because this week you didn't hear anything about fire Tomlin. What are the fans going to talk about then?
At that point,
that's a good question.
Well, I mean, it's a great question, but when you've gone, you know, since 16 was your last playoff win, the fans are not wrong for demanding that they either do something or win a playoff game.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, totally. No one was wrong during that period of time. No one was wrong for saying we deserve and want more, and this has been an underachievement and great. Then I made a little post yesterday. You know, this non-losing streak is the most overrated thing I've ever experienced in my life. What the hell's different between 8-8-1 and 8-9? Why do you celebrate an 8? You know, hey, we've never had a losing season. Who cares? I want to go to a playoff game. I want to be a Super Bowl contender. I want to compete for championships. And so does Mike Tomlin. And I get that. And if he does everything that you just mentioned, I'm good. I'm backing off. But, oh, by the way, you know what never changes, Jeff? the lifetime contract status doesn't change. He still has that. He has that. If they don't even win the division this year and they don't make the playoffs, he's not going anywhere. He has a lifetime deal.
This sounds crazy, Paul, but two things, and then I know you probably have to get to a break. If Tomlin wins, let's say he wins at one or two playoff games, are you putting him in the coach of the year category with the receiver corps they have?
Well, no, because here's why. He's allowed to buy all the ingredients. See, when they talk about, when the national heads talk about, well, look at the quarterbacks he's at. Well, you mean the ones he's selected? He went after Trubisky. He drafted Pickett. Yeah, they've been bad quarterbacks, but those are his decisions.
Yep, you're right.
There's no one more powerful in the NFL for an organization than Mike Tomlin. He has the final say on everything. I mean, I don't think Art even challenges on many things at all.
I talked to my buddies about that.
And here's the other thing that's never going to go away either, and I am getting a little bit late, but you know what? It's the day before Christmas. People can whatever you want to do. I don't care. Get mad at me because I missed a break on time. I don't care. The point being is that it's his inability to, one, evaluate quarterback talent. And here's one thing that he's done differently, and I want to make this point. He now trusts that his quarterback can throw the ball over the middle of the field and it's not going to result in a turnover every time. Because the guy that came up with don't live in your fears, his biggest fear is turning the football over. And you can't have an offense that's going to score a lot of points if you don't use the middle of the field. And either it's that he trusts Aaron or Aaron just said, listen, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. I don't know how it went down, but Aaron Rodgers had the best efficiency in the middle of the field against Detroit that any quarterback had all week. And no quarterback under Tomlin would ever have that opportunity because he doesn't allow it to happen. So now,
I never thought I'd be on the Aaron Rodgers train, though, Paul.
I'm 100% on. I love him to death. He's my new neighbor too. He lives out by me. I love him. I want to go over to his house and hang out.
I'd extend him. If he's willing to play another year, what the hell do you got to lose?
Nothing. Because they don't have anyone else.
Happy holidays.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much for the kind words, Jeff, and Merry Christmas. And I apologize. I'm a little bit late for a break. We'll be back on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan right after this. Oh, would you just quit being that guy? I don't need that. I don't need that on the day before Christmas. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown hero and your business security company. Let's go.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Paul Alexander with you until 10. And then my man Josh Rountree. He and I were hanging out here last night. He was he did the evening show here on The Fan last night until 10:35. So he'll be back at it again today. And the thing that's tough about that, I mean, nothing's really changed since, you know, last night. You know, I mean, it's Christmas Eve day. But he'll have it rolling. 412-928-9370. Would you run it back? Again, the thing hasn't finished or played out yet. But if Aaron Rodgers would like to come back, considering what the alternative right now looks like, and the one thing that's really kind of disappointed me is there's not been much opportunity, but sadly, Mason has not looked good when he's had his opportunities. And the one thing that he always did, in my opinion, he stepped up when he was able to. When they gave him the opportunity, he normally came through. He has not looked good. And that's unfortunate. Because that, you want to talk about a career that might have been. Different circumstances, different team, different coaching, different something. I just think that he was a talented quarterback that could have been a good player in the NFL. And, you know, I don't think he's, you know, had a horrible life or anything. My goodness. I mean, one of the greatest jobs in the world is that of a backup quarterback. Little or no pressure. Everybody loves you, and you're getting paid. You know, you're not making, you know, ridiculous money, but, you know, you're in the upper 1% of the world, certainly, when you're making multiple millions per year for playing a game. I mean, it's not horrific. We don't have to have a GoFundMe situation, or we don't have to really feel, oh, just so sad for Mason. But it wasn't a good run here for many, many reasons. But the thing that's disappointed me is that I always was able to defend him, because every time he got the chance to show what he could do, he did well. I mean, celebrating that non-losing streak, the longest in the NFL, without Mason, that streak is over. His three-game win streak, when it needed to happen, saved that whole thing. He saved the guy that, you know, didn't really treat him too well, which is kind of ironic in a lot of ways. But would you run it back with Aaron Rodgers? Now, we don't know how the next, you know, hopefully after Saturday and the Packers, you know, end the misery for the Ravens, then Aaron gets to rest. Maybe get that wrist a little better. Get those 42-year-old legs a little R&R. And if things end well, say a playoff win or maybe two. I can't even believe I just said that. Two playoff wins after after 7 years without any? Let's go. And by the way, if you're scoring at home, if the Steelers would win a playoff game at the end of this season, it would only be the fifth year out of 18 that a Mike Tomlin season ended with a playoff win. So, again, this is no time in the world to go anywhere but positive on what's happening. And the way that they won that game in Detroit is still mind-blowing to me. The way they shut down that run. I mean, I really was unbelievably impressed with how the Steelers played for three quarters. Now, I heard some of the guys that came on this week talking about what kind of run can you expect out of the Steelers, and the consensus was pretty much, well, when they put four quarters together, yeah, they can beat anybody, but when do they do that? And that fourth quarter, I mean, come on, that if if the Steelers lose that game, which by, you know, the reaction in Detroit, the reaction in Baltimore when they saw that lateral and touchdown by Goff, a lot of people thought the Steelers lost the game. Think about the narrative this week had the Steelers lost and how the feelings about the Metcalf situation and all the other things that would go into it. I mean, it would be scary to be a Steeler fan this week had the officials not gotten it right. And they did. They got it right. That was an offensive pass interference. That was a good call. That was the right call. But, my goodness, what a different week this would be. It would be crazy. But my questions to you are, would you like to see Aaron Rodgers back next year as a Steeler quarterback? And that's a wild thought, isn't it? And I can't believe I was actually on the AM last night doing 6 to 10. And I was getting calls about the Pirates on the AM side. Now, we carry all the day games on KDKA. But I don't know. And I'd like to know the majority of the calls that I take here on the Fan when we get into Pirate conversations, you know, we get to, I'll never go to another game. I'll never give that guy another dollar. You know, I'm done with the Pirates until they're done with the ownership, blah, 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 you know. And I get it. It's been frustrating. Believe you me. I mean, there was a period of time, like 20 straight years, I was at every single Pirate home game. And going into that locker room and doing interviews during that 20 years of losing, again, I wasn't at any risk of my life. It was no danger. It was a great job to have, and I loved the job, but that was not fun. The atmosphere, you know, losing is not fun to be around in any athletic endeavor. It's just not. So I just wonder if you're starting to get, you know, did they pique your interest? Do they have your attention? They have mine. Because they have really impressive pitching, and they needed a couple of bats, and they already got a couple, and they're not the most prodigious bats in Major League Baseball, but it's an improvement. And when you look at the one-run games that they lost last year, you look at what Paul Skene's record would have been with four runs a game, yeah, all of a sudden we're starting to see a different scenario. You know, it was not a good year by any stretch, by any standard last year. It was awful. But you have a guy that I think is changing the whole dynamic of your Pittsburgh Pirates right now. And that's Paul Skene.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.